Well, on the first session of day one at the MCG, while Dave Warner was smashing Australia's bowlers to all parts of the park, there were heads being scratched and people wondering how on earth England were going to take 20 wickets in a match. Well, on the corresponding session of day two, England's bowlers took a quarter of that. They took 5 wickets and Australia were only able to add 82 runs in the best session for England so far in this match. Steve Smith was the big one, of course, and after Tom Curran's disappointment on day one in having his first wicket come off a no ball, he could be pretty satisfied that his first wicket ended up being the best batsman in the world right now. Steve Smith dragged on a shorter delivery outside off stump, and that was the fate of a couple of other batsmen as well, Mitch Marsh and Tim Payne, both going in similar fashions. It suggests that perhaps the pace and the bounce of this wicket is a little bit hard to judge. The big question is, as it has been all series, whenever England have got themselves into a decent position, do they have what it takes to turn that into a winning one? Here at the MCG, this is Melinda Farrell for ESPN Cricket Info.